Have you ever wondered if debt is a sin? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Now, the Bible never explicitly says that debt itself is a sin, yet it always warns against it. Welcome to Day 3 of Crown's 10-Day Challenge to consider what the Bible has to say about money through stories we share in Crown's new Money Life Personal Finance Study. You may remember the verse in Romans 13:8 that says, "Owe no man anything but love and good deeds." But that verse must be read together with the one before it, which instructs Christians to pay their bills while never condemning debt directly. The dangers are very clear to anyone who's ever experienced it. The American Psychological Association notes that 75% of Americans say that money is their number one cause of stress. Now, this should be no mystery. Proverbs 22:7 says, "The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender." So many of us have felt that pressure, the feeling of being trapped by debt. So when considering debt, like a mortgage or perhaps in expanding your business, be wise and use this three-point checklist. First, the item purchased should be an asset that grows in value. Next, the value of the item should be more than the debt owed against it. And finally, the repayment plan should never cripple your budget. Now, there are times when God intervened to help his people with their bills. Jesus instructed Peter to go fishing when some taxes were due, and a coin was found in the mouth of a fish. But most of the time, the opportunity for fruitful work combined with careful planning are how God will provide. Crown's here to help you. You can learn more about what the Bible has to say about debt in the Money Life Personal Finance Study. And for a free copy of Get Free, Stay Free, just go right now to mymoneylife.org.